got a press release. It caught my interest. It was about the government's Eat Well guide. And our next guest is, I think, going to tell us that the government have got it wrong on the Eat Well guide. Let's find out. Dr. Estralita van Rensburg is a virologist, former medical director of one of the UK's largest clinical research companies, joins us on the programme today. Let's talk to her. Morning to you. Hope you're well. Thank you very much for your time. Why have the government got it wrong on the Eat Well guide, and why might it be dangerous?
Well, good morning, David and everybody. The Eat Well guide, many people may know or not know that it was implemented in the beginning of the 1980s. And it actually advises people to eat a diet consisting of high carbohydrate values. And we know from a medical perspective and scientific perspective, when people are exposed to high carbohydrate levels over a considerable time, they develop a metabolic condition known as insulin resistance. And if this manifests in the body, we call it type 2 diabetes. If it manifests in the brain, we call it type 3 diabetes or dementia. So we very much know the pathogenesis of these lifestyle diseases based on the nutrition guidelines and what people are eating.
As the guidance not changed, I mean, several years back I was told, look, you're type 2 diabetic, you got to do something about it, fat lad. And the guidance at the time was sort of eat pasta. Pasta was all right, baked potatoes were all right for you. But now it's like, well, you shouldn't be eating pasta and baked potatoes because of the carbs. Surely they've changed the guidance.
Well, they've maybe made some alterations, but basically the guidance hasn't changed at all because I think the problem is that people don't understand what carbohydrates are. Basically, all the starch, rice, pasta, even fruit and vegetables, snacks, all processed food are very high in carbohydrates and the sugar content. And as you know, when we go to the supermarket, 90% of what we find in the supermarket and the aisles are all highly processed foods, which are very high in carbohydrates. We're also being told not to eat fat or saturated fat, and cholesterol gives heart disease, which is completely unfounded. And all these low-fat products have got added sugars. So we are continually on a daily basis exposed to very high carbs and sugar content in the food that we eat.
If you're saying that, and our other people I'm aware are saying that, why are the government not changing the guidelines? You say they've made some changes, so have they recognised that this might be a problem?
Well, not if you look at the guidelines. No, I think we need to understand that this is quite a complicated situation here because, government and even NHS and diabetic agencies, often have sponsorship of big industry, the big food and drink industry, as well as the pharmaceutical industry. And these big industries have got a vested interest because obviously the food companies want to sell their food products and the pharma companies develop drugs for all these lifestyle diseases, for diabetes, for heart disease, and all of these things. So there's a perverse incentive there for them to keep on and, provide pressure on government and other organizations. So what we've seen is that actually there's been no action taken on these guidelines, and people are confused. They hear it every day on the news, every day in the newspapers and so on, what they should eat, and the guidance are actually just flatly incorrect.
Right. So where should people go to get an alternative view? Because there'll be different views of this. Everybody's got a different, there are different diet books out there and all sorts of stuff. Everybody's claiming that theirs works, et cetera, et cetera. Where would you recommend from your perspective?
Well, I mean, that's one thing that we did during COVID is actually to sit down and write a book and, you know, get the real information out there. So we've just published the book. It's called Eat Well or Die Slowly. The Die Slowly refers to the metabolic diseases that people develop. And it really presents, you know, scientific fact, but in a way that people without a medical background can actually understand it.
Should we be eating then?
Well, I think the first thing that I would advise people is to cut right back on processed food and drinks. They should aim to lower their carbohydrate intake. They should eat good fats. Fats are not the problem. Saturated fat, you know, animal products are not the problem. It's actually the high carb foodstuffs and the packaged food and you know, the fast food outlets. Those are the stuff that people should eliminate from their diet.
You mentioned type 3 diabetes. I've not heard that. And a link to dementia.
Yes.
Where's the scientific fact there? Where are the scientific papers there?
Yes, that's actually interesting because I, you know, before I became interested in the nutrition topic, I didn't know about this. So it was already in 2005 that Dr. Suzanne Delamonte of Brown University coined the term. And she was doing a lot of research on Alzheimer's and realized that basically, and this is the garden variety of Alzheimer's, the common one, you know, that 90% of people get, are really linked to insulin resistance in the brain. So it's the same manifestation of type 2 in the body, but some people get type 3 or dementia in the brain. And also, if you look at people with dementia, there's a very high incidence that they also have type 2 diabetes. So this was new for me. And, you know, when I speak to people, most people haven't heard of, you know, type 3 diabetes and dementia.
Right. Okay. Thank you for your time. Are the government listening?
I hope so, because they sincerely need to listen if they have the interest of the people and their health at heart. They should listen very seriously to this.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Much appreciated. If you've got a thought on that, Dr. Estralita van Rensburg on the Burnsie Show today.